There are tombs of unknown soldiers all over the world commemorating the sacrifices of anonymous warriors. Generally, the memorials contain the body of one unidentified combatant who died far from home. In 1991, an unusually well-preserved 5,000-year-old soldier was found mummified in the Ötztal Alps on the Austro-Italian border. Nicknamed Ötzi, the 45-year-old man was 5 feet 5 inches tall and had been buried in ice, which explains his near-miraculous preservation. Scientists have learned a lot about Ötzi through careful examination, CAT scans, microscopy, and DNA analysis. Ötzi was probably courageous. He was strong and adept at survival. He was outfitted well for hunting and for battle. He carried a very sophisticated copper axe with a 24-inch handle made of yew. He had a flaked knife and 14 arrows. Pollen analysis showed that Ötzi was away from home. He'd been traveling for a while. A pouch on his belt contained a scraper, flint flake, bone awl, and drill. He also carried berries and pieces of antibacterial birch fungus. Ötzi was dressed for winter, in layers. He wore a grass cape, had leather leggings and coat. He wore what looked like very good shoes for tromping in the snow, with bearskin soles and deerhide uppers. They were lined with grass. On this winter trek, Ötzi had apparently engaged in a raid that had gone badly. He had the blood of 4 different people on his gear, including blood on the back of his leather coat. It seemed that he'd carried a wounded comrade over his shoulder. He also had cuts on his hands, bruises on his chest, and had received a blow to the back of his head. Ötzi also had an arrow wound in his shoulder, a bad one. Someone had worked the shaft out from his back. Either loss of blood or a blood clot finally killed him. This thorough study of Ötzi was possible because he was so well preserved. We've learned a lot of his story, and so he's managed to survive in our imaginations. This one ancient unknown soldier has defied the odds of anonymity and become known. We even know that the poor guy had an internal parasite. His teeth were decayed due to his high carbohydrate diet. He was lactose intolerant. We know that his last meals consisted of deer meat, herb bread, roots, and berries. But there are also important things we haven't learned about him. We don't know his causes or his enemies, let alone his culture and his family, or his comforts. We humans have always been bothered by anonymity. We don't want to be lost and forgotten, or worse, ostracized. We need to feel connected. Our embrace of social media is testimony to that. Putting a name on this unknown raider, studying him closely, brings him home to us. It might even bring us closer to the millions of unknown soldiers who weren't lucky enough to lie down in a bed of ice.